Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, my God. We thank you, Father, for the anointing over his life, Father. We thank you that he walks in obedience to your will, plan, and purpose for his life, submitting himself unto you, my God, that you may be glorified and exalted, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you will fill him up, Lord Jesus, this day, that every heart that is listening, every ear that is in tune, Father, will receive from you as he prays for your people. We ask, my God, that you will speak to him clearly, that he will speak over the hearts and minds in the situation of your children. You and your spirit speaks through him to lead and guide him, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will anoint him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet for the work that you have for him to do today, that you may be exalted and glorified. In Jesus' name, we bless and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Are we live? Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you tuning in, for you being here, those that are here and those who will be joining us later. We give God praise and we magnify his name for you. We thank God for every person that has been blessed by this ministry and by the prayer services and by the spoken word from Pastor Sandy, by the prayers of the saints, the prayer teams. We thank God for every person that is experiencing deliverance and every person that desires for us to join them in prayer so that the Lord God will also deliver you and your children and your families. We give God praise because he is worthy of all of our praises. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to serve him in this manner because God is great. God is worthy of all of our praises. Whenever you hear this, please say amen, for God is good. We have a few people. Before my wife Nicole brings up the people that are requesting prayer, and I thank God for Pastor Nicole and praying me in. You may not know this, but every before I speak or before I pray, every time Pastor Nicole is praying for me and she's praying me in and she's lifting me up. This is not a one-man job. This is not you can't hot dog this. You do it by yourself. You'd be a lone runner. It doesn't work like that. God has people in place. I might be the only one you see, but there are a lot of people behind me and standing with me and with us. I'm just a person that you hear talking, and the Lord is pouring this in through me for you. But there, God has a lot of people that are working behind the scenes to make sure that his people are blessed. And I want to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Andrea and her diligence. And I thank God without her, I don't believe Pastor Sandy would be who he is. And we need him to be exactly who he is so that he can do what God has commanded him to do. Amen. So just because you see one person doing something that the Lord has used, it's not just the one person. That's just the one person you see. Amen. Y'all Amen. Agree with that, right? Amen. And so I thank God for the people that get no credit. Amen. There are a lot of people that are doing a lot of things that get no recognition and no credit. But don't worry, because God sees what you're doing and God will reward you according to his will for your life. And in spite of all of that, you're going to be in heaven with him forever.
Yeah.
So whether anybody down here see you or not, it's irrelevant. Yeah. I'm not doing it to be seen. I'm doing it to be obedient. And I'm doing it because I am in love with God.
Yeah.
If I told God a long time ago, if it's just me and you, it's going to be just me and you.
Amen.
And I meant that. Amen. If it's just me and the Lord doing it, it's going to be just me and him doing it. Amen? Yeah. All right. Oh, they didn't have to stay. I just wanted them to be in here to wash their hands. Amen. All right, so I want to pray for some people. I want to get some prayer going before. I don't know what's going on in Iowa. I saw a Facebook post this morning asking for prayer for Iowa, and I saw pictures of devastated homes and things like that. I don't know. I don't watch the news. So I don't know what's going on. So maybe if you know what's going on in the chat room, let us know. But we're going to be praying for Iowa. Asia is working on the board. Abigail is working the YouTube. And we have some, God is just awesome. Amen. God is awesome. So the first prayer that I have is I've asked you to send in prayers for children or people, loved ones with special needs. And you've been sending them in, and I'm very grateful. Octavia's 4.5-year-old child, we're praying that God will deliver, that God will deliver you. We know that God is a healer and God can fix this. God can do it. There is a scripture in John 9:3 where the man was lame. And they were asking the Lord, who sinned? And he said, it's not because of this man's sin or the sins of the parents or anybody else. This is because God wants to make himself known to the people. God, or in some of your Bibles, it says, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. God says, it's not because of anybody's sin that he is in this position. It is because I want to work a work so that the people will see God working through him or through that person. If you're dealing with, if you have a special needs child or a loved one, and parents will beat themselves to death, what did I do wrong? What I could have done? What? It may not have anything to do with you at all. It may be because God wants to put that spotlight on that child so that child's deliverance or healing or the fact that God can work through that child, even through special needs. God can work through anybody. He can heal anybody. He can deliver anybody. He can do whatever he chooses. If he doesn't do it, it's not because he cannot do it. It's because he chose not to do it because he had something else in mind. Don't beat yourself up. And even if it is something that you may or may not have done, it's irrelevant now. Trust that God will either heal and deliver or use this as a testimony that God is in control no matter what the situation is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're praying for Octavia and her 4.5-year-old child with their special needs. We're also praying for Jackson, the age of 4. And he's, the parents are in Ventura. God can heal Jackson. I'm a witness to miraculous healing. I had a refrigerator fall on me, and I got a little bitty bump on my head. Pastor Sandy was there. He'll testify. It was the refrigerator chased me down the stairs. I'm not kidding. It chased me down them, I think it's like 16 or 17 steps. It chased me, a big old refrigerator chased me down them steps, landed on my leg and twisted my leg like this, and the refrigerator landed right here. Pastor Sandy, he's big as 2 guys anyway. He had to lift the refrigerator up enough for I could pull my leg out, not a scratch on it. The tip of the refrigerator hit me in the forehead like this, and I had a little bitty dent right there. And he said, I knew you was an angel. He said, never went to the hospital, never went to the doctor. Had a scratch that big. The knot just finally went away. Nothing. People were gathered around looking, trying to figure out, oh, somebody call 911. Oh, somebody do this. Oh, let me take you to the hospital. I said, I'm fine. Leave me alone. He pulled the refrigerator up off of me. I stood up, walked back up the stairs, went in the house and pat the little blood off my head, came back down, and we went on about our business. That's God.
Yes.
That's God. I got a witness to that. Big old tall brother, bald head. He'll be up here after a while. He'll tell you. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. He was scared for a long time. He told me, he said, you ain't allowed to pick up nothing ever again. And he still won't let me pick up anything. That was years. That was almost 8 years ago. Amen. But I'm telling you, if God can do something for a knucklehead like me, God can heal some babies.
Yeah.
Amen. God, and even if he chooses not to, he can use those babies to cause other people to come to Christ.
Yeah.
Don't count God short just because your understanding is like this. That don't mean God's understanding is like yours.
Amen.
This is the guy that slung the stars into the sky and they're still there. He told the sun to be hot and it's still hot. He told water to be wet and it's still wet. Everything does what God told it to do. He told a rooster to crow and he's still crowing. Everything's obedient except man. Don't underestimate God. Just because it doesn't look the way you think it ought to look, don't mean it doesn't look the way God says it ought to look.
Amen.
Amen. We want to pray for Lynn, who has a 28-year-old son, Benjamin Joseph, who's suffering from seizures, and he has issues. I'm telling you, God can deliver him and use him. It doesn't matter. God can do it. We got you, Lynn. We got you. I'm still praying for my sister in New York in her basement flat. You know who I'm talking about, you and your son. God is a deliverer and a healer. He can fix that. Lisa, I'm praying for your eldest son, Chase, who's 10 years old. I have not forgotten. I'm still praying. I take these prayers and I pray through the week. So when I get here, it's just a continuation of the prayer. We're still praying for your son. God is a healer and a deliverer. And Donna Walker, and also for, it came in this morning from Hawaii. Okay. And for Donna Walker, she sent me a picture of the x-rays where there is a mass growing on the brain of her daughter, Stephanie. And she sent me the x-rays yesterday. It was a mass growing on the brain. The daughter was having migraines, didn't know what was going on, and they spotted that in the x-rays. I'm telling you, we've had people that had issues either with the brain or in other places, and they'd gone, and the doctors, and they went back, and it was gone, and the doctors didn't know what happened. They think maybe it was something faulty with the x-ray. No, it was just God at work. God is a healer and a deliverer, but you cannot pigeonhole God. You can't make God fit into your little box. You got to give God the freedom to do what he does. You don't know what's going on. Only God knows. Give God the freedom to heal and deliver, or to just use them as a witness in the way that they are. God can do anything. Just stop thinking, oh, God's not in it. You don't know that. If you don't think God is in it, put him in it. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm used to the house saying amen, but amen anyhow. Amen. I can say amen. The children in Iowa, and for those that are in Iowa, we're praying. And for Craig, that's his name. Craig's uncle has cancer. This is one of our families in Hawaii. Craig's uncle has cancer. And so we want to pray for our special needs. And want to pray for Craig, and want to pray for Donna's daughter, Stephanie. Amen. So if I can get you all to just, there's only a couple people here. If I can just get you to raise your hand. Now, you see, Pastor Andre, would you put a little oil in my hand? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. No matter what we have to deal with while we're here. Hallelujah. I told you the Lord said he was going to bless you, didn't he?
Yeah.
I told you that's what he said. He said, I'm going to bless you. Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't know much, but that I know sounds like a blessing to me.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for all of our special needs children, even those that were not mentioned, but parents and loved ones are praying for them. We are standing in the gap with them and for them. Father, for on behalf of Donna and Stephanie and Craig's uncle and Octavia and all of our loved ones, all of our friends, every person that calls on the name of Jesus, Father, we are standing in the gap. Father, these children, they did nothing. They did not do anything to cause this to happen to them. They are not at fault. It is not because they sin. Father, whatever the purpose or the reasoning is, you are in control of everything. There is nothing that you have no authority over. There's nothing that you have not already conquered. There is nothing that you cannot move according to your will. There is nothing that you cannot do. We give you all praise and we magnify you. Father, we are asking for healing, complete healing and deliverance of those according to your will. And if you, Father, choose not to completely heal them, we're asking that you would use them as an example of your great power and joy and love for your people. We're asking that you would lift up the situation, give the parents and the loved ones ones that are caring for them. Give them peace. Give them rest. Give them comfort. Bring joy back into their atmosphere. Those that are dealing with insomnia, Father, you can give them peace. You can deliver them from insomnia. Lord, you can do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are living witnesses to your power. We are living witnesses to your glory. We understand that you are the great King of kings and the Lord of lords, and there is nothing that you cannot do. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We are obedient servants. We're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking. Father, those that don't have a voice to speak, those children that are being trafficked, and those children that are being sold, and those children that are being hurt, Father, you know the demons that are responsible. We rebuke those demons, every one of them, and those that help and support them. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're asking that you would set these children free, God. These children that did not cause this, they are not at fault. They did nothing. They did nothing but these blood-sucking demons. I'm asking, Lord, that you would crucify those demons that have hurt. You said it is better for a man to be drowned in the depths of the sea with a millstone hang about his neck than to offend one of my least ones that believe in me. Father, who stands up for these children? Who prays for these children? Who's watching for these children? Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus. All these missing children, and not mentioned on one news report. All these missing children, all these trafficked children, and not one news service is talking about it. Lord God, I know you know what's going on. We are praying that you would condemn the demons and those that support them and set these children free. Lord, we magnify you. We're praying for the Craig's uncle that has the cancer. Lord, there have been several people in this particular house that have had cancer that have been delivered, that have been free from cancer, set free from cancer. You don't love this house more than any other of your houses. You don't love this group of people that belong to you any more than any other group of people that belong to you. Even though the young man that has the cancer is not saved yet, those that are asking are.
Yes. Yes.
You can do it, Lord, if you will. Draw him nigh unto you, that he will know who you are, and save his life, but more importantly, save his soul. In Jesus' name, amen. What we got on the prayer list? Yes.
We have
Magdalene.
Who was asking for healing from diabetes.
That sounds Indian, Magdalene, right? Does that sound Indian? No, I'm wrong again. That's cool. Healing from diabetes? From diabetes, amen. Why are you so far back there? Can you come a little closer? Amen. I can hear good, but it's nice not to strain. Amen. Mika Shalomiacha. Magdalene, so it's a lady. From diabetes.
Yes.
Amen. Those of you that are dealing with diabetes, those of you that are suffering from diabetes, those of you that are fighting the good fight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those people that are fighting this fight of diabetes and other things that are like that, give them the wisdom to be able to fight with you this disease. Give them the wisdom to know what to do and what not to do. Give them the wisdom to lay hands on themselves and pray by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of how to treat their bodies to fight this thing that has come to them, that has entered into them without their permission. But we pray for them that you would allow healing to go forth in that atmosphere,
yes,
in those atmospheres,
yes,
that you would allow healing to go forth and wisdom to take its place, so that they will know that you are the true and living God. Let your blood cover the diabetes. Let your wisdom flood their minds. Let your healing begin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not hot, but I'm sweating. It is hot. Oh, thank God it is hot. Okay.
This is Janelle's cousin, Sean.
Arjanelle?
Arjanelle.
Okay.
He was in a really bad motorcycle accident.
Do I remember that?
She mentioned it last night. Yesterday, he was in a bad motorcycle accident. He has a fractured spine, five broken ribs, and two breaks in his shoulder.
Mm.
He broke his wrist and his ankle.
Mm.
He has two children, and of course, this is hard for the children. So
right.
They're asking for prayer for healing.
Amen. But he's still here.
He's still here.
La mija sa shomira. Faletis shodami. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stretch out our hands. Let the healing begin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the healing begin, not just for him, but for the families.
Yes.
I see while I'm praying that the Lord allowed this to happen. He didn't do it, but he allowed this to happen to bring the families closer together toward Christ. Look at what happened to Janelle when she got sick. Look at how her whole family brought her father to Christ, who didn't even like Christ, brought him to Christ, brought her grandparents, brought her. It changed the dynamics of her entire family. When she got sick because of nothing that she did. Because of nothing that she had control over. But because she stayed in Christ and Christ stayed in her.
Yes.
He was, and the saints continued to pray and pray and pray. God has changed her. She is so much better than she was. She doesn't think the same anymore. She doesn't look, she was ready to go home. But it wasn't time. And God made an example out of her healing. And went through the family, saving and reaching and pulling the family. Now she's got people in her family that didn't know Christ walking with Christ because they came. Oh my God. Yeah. Does anybody see that?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And so the Lord is showing me through this that he's going to bring, or his desire is to bring that family closer together. I'm not talking about the two children. And I'm talking about his family, his greater family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're able to do this. I know you can. The fact that you are able to do it is that we got that. But Father, if it, according to your will for his life, heal and deliver. Give him a speedy recovery. Let him be an example of your healing and deliverance. God.
Thank you.
Am I the only one that feels the presence of God in here? Does anybody else feel the presence of God? Is it just me? Is it just me? Oh my God. Let it show. Let your presence be made known in that house. Sometimes God allows things to happen to get your attention.
Yes.
Sometimes we're so busy in our lives until we keep scooting back God further and further back. And God says, you're going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
And so he allows something to happen so that he can draw you back in.
Yeah.
I love God's plan.
Yeah.
It may not be convenient, but if it works, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Amen? From what I hear, childbirth is not convenient.
No.
But the after effect is the bomb. Amen? That's all I'm saying. I don't know personally. I've heard things. You know? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What you got, Mama? What you got?
Oakley. Yes. Praying for salvation for her husband.
Yes, Oakley.
As well as healing for her son who is autistic.
Oh my God. Oakley. Para hermanos. What an awesome prayer. What an awesome desire for you to pray for salvation for her husband. Oh, that's awesome. Because it is nothing like being in a household where everybody is in love with Christ. It is nothing. The peace in that house is beyond compare. You can have all the money in the world, but if you have no peace, you have nothing. You can be as famous as you want to be, but if you don't have peace, you have nothing. because you can't even enjoy what you have because you don't have any peace. You can't sleep at night. You're falling off mountains and waking up, walking. You need some peace.
Yes.
And the fact that you are praying that your husband and other people that are praying for their significant other, their spouses, for peace and power. And when both of you, I mean, don't get me wrong, one person in the house that loves God, that's a powerhouse all by itself. Yeah. But when you've got more than one, when you have a couple operating as one, yeah. Satan, he can't handle that.
No.
He can't handle that. Satan cannot handle two of you operating together as one against him. He can't handle it. He cannot. That's like taking a whole can of bug spray and spraying it on one fly. They're going to drown to death. They ain't going nowhere. They're going to drown, choke, cough, spit up. They ain't going nowhere. They're ineffective. They are of no use. They are of no, they are no, they are, they, oh my God. So I'm praying with you for your spouse and for anyone else who's praying for their significant other and their son. What about
autistic.
Who is autistic? And let me tell you, your son who is autistic, those of you that are dealing with autistic children or loved ones, from what I understand, a lot of them, they have, depending on what level of autism that they are dealing with, some of them are incredibly intelligent,
yes.
And artistic out the box.
Yeah.
And so reading some scriptures on a regular to them, and then having them read them back to you, and then some praise music going on in the house to set the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to this? Got some praise music going on. I mean, nothing that where you're going to, you know, stand up and jump on top of the counter. But I mean, you got some little praise music going, you know, and you know, there's a scripture going in. They got websites that you can, they'll just talk, read the Bible. Or,
yeah.
I mean, and get the presence of God established in that atmosphere, in that home, and just keep it going, even when they're asleep. My wife plays music for my daughter while she's sleeping, that to calm them, to keep, because see, if you keep pumping Christ in, the enemy doesn't have anywhere to go.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He ain't got nowhere to go. And flood that house with the presence of God. You don't have to be annoying. Just be consistent. Some music going, some scriptures read, some things going on. You don't know what the Lord will do with that child. And they don't have to be autistic to do that. You should do it with your children anyway.
Right.
Before they get here is when you should start.
Yeah.
And keep it going while they're here. Amen.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we capture those things that are separating them from you. We capture that in the name of Jesus, and we cast it away. La isyo, whatever is necessary to bring that spouse or those spouses either back to you or to you, let it be in the name of Jesus, because their eternal salvation is more important than their life and comfort here. Whatever is necessary that they will gain eternal life, let that happen. Ficos, fill those homes with your presence and your glory. Fill this atmosphere with your power. Make no room for the enemy. Fill it with light and with joy. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Francis is asking for prayer protection over her family, Benny, Stephanie, Lori, and her husband, Dale. Her mother passed 6 days ago, and the family members, sounds like her mother's family members are involved in witchcraft, and they're concerned that the family members may try to use the death against her.
Yeah. Name the names again.
Francis.
Benny. Slow down. Francis, Benny.
Stephanie.
Stephanie,
Lori, and Dale, her husband.
And what's her name?
Francis.
Francis, whenever you hear this message, whenever you hear this prayer, as soon as you can, I need you to gather your children and your husband together. And anybody else that's dealing with something like this, come here and read that again so they can hear what they're dealing with.
Francis' mother died 6 days ago.
Uh-huh.
The mother's family is involved in witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
And Francis would not be surprised if they try to use witchcraft against them at the mother's death.
Okay. So we want to, anyone that's dealing with a situation like that, or that specific information situation like Francis and Dale and their children, I want you, as soon as you hear this message or as soon as you are able, I want you to come together as a family and I want you to listen to this prayer. First of all, I would love to send you tallits if you don't have any. We don't charge anybody for anything like that. We don't. I want to give them to you because I want to pray over them and then send them to you, that you will cover your family with these prayer cloths or tallits. These are your personal prayer closets. This is what they use in Israel. I would love to send them to you so you can cover your family with this. And if you don't have it, but you don't have to have this. It's just something that I want to send to you to help. But I need you to gather together. If you have any anointing oil, I need you to anoint. Her name is Francis, right?
Yes.
Francis, I need you to anoint the hands. It's a little drop of oil in each of your family members' hands. It's a little drop in the hands, all right? If you have the tallit or something like a tallit and you cover your children, and then I need you to listen to this prayer while we pray and you pray with us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what this family is going through and families like this that are going through. You understand how the enemy would love to put witchcraft over that family to rob them of their eternal glory, to rob them of their eternal life, and to make them miserable in this life and make an example of them. But Father, greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And no matter what the enemy plans or desire or want to do, Father, you are able to counter everything that the enemy would try to do. You can fight their battles. You can cover them with your power and your glory. You can cover them with your blood because you died on the cross for us for things just like this. Your blood covers this. Father, your blood covers this situation. Your blood covers those children, those parents, those, my God, those people that believe and trust in you. Your blood from the cross covers this.
Yes, hallelujah.
They are insured by the blood of the Lamb. They're covered. We're asking that you would make it known in the spirit realm that they are covered by the blood and that no harm will come to them in the name of Jesus. And I need this family to plead the blood of Jesus,
yeah.
Blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we'll go through that house and go through those homes. And in the name of Jesus, I dedicate my house to the Lord. And this belongs to God. Everything in it belongs to God. Every person in it belongs to God. And we are covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. And no harm will come to us by the blood of Jesus because I am covered by his blood. God told us that we are covered by his blood. We are covered by the blood of Jesus, and I claim it right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And if there's any sin, anything in the atmosphere that is not like you, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus, that your power and your glory, your fire and your blood will enter into that atmosphere and cleanse it from all unrighteousness,
yeah,
and hold back the enemy, yeah, on your children's behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Asia, anybody in the chat room? Anybody in the chat room? Yeah. Anybody know anything about Iowa yet?
There was a bad storm in Iowa.
There was a bad storm?
Yeah, caused destruction.
Okay, amen. We're praying for those people in Iowa. I didn't know before, but we know now. And we're praying for the survivors, and we're praying that the Lord will give you a speedy recovery. We're praying your protection, and that the Lord will provide you with the things that you need. Food, water, shelter, clothing, whatever it is that you need in the name of Jesus. We're praying that the Lord will give you provisions for what you need in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jim is asking for prayer for his nephew, James Earl Alford. He had a brain bleed. He's in Salt Lake City, Utah. There's no information on how it happened, but after they removed a portion of his skull, he remains unconscious.
Oh, they removed a portion of his skull?
Sometimes it's necessary with a brain
bleed. To relieve the pressure? What's the young man's name? What the person's name?
James.
James. I need some oil on my hand. What's your husband's name? David. I need to borrow you for a minute. You stand right here, David. Has he washed his hands? David, I want to... What's the young man's name?
James.
I want you to stand in for James. James is the one who has the blood on the brain bleed. Anoint his hands. God! My God is real.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else's God. I can only speak for mine.
Yeah.
My God is real. And he's still in a coma.
Yes, he's still unconscious.
He's still unconscious. How long ago?
They don't say.
I'm sorry, what's his name again, Nikki?
James.
Son, I'm going to take your hands. You're James for, since James is unable to be here, and I need to lay hands on James. Father God, in the name of Jesus, there is none worthy but you, Lord. There's none worthy but you. You alone are worthy of all praises. My little brother here is standing in for James. You are able to wake him up.
Thank you, Lord.
And you are able to stop the bleeding. God, you are able to heal him from the inside out. You are able to deliver him from what he's going through. You are able to heal the broken bones. You're able to heal his body, his mind, his spirit. You are able to deliver him from this situation and make a witness, a living witness out of him.
Yes, hallelujah.
You are the great healer. You are the great deliverer. You are the conqueror. There is nothing that you cannot do. You have sent us as representatives to speak on your behalf. And we're calling out in the name of Jesus. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything in this atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. Whatever healing must take place, allow it to happen now. Send your energy, send your angels, your energy, your power, your joy, your glory, your blood, whatever is necessary for his healing and deliverance, send it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody recognize Christ in the midst. Let somebody see the light of God in this young man. Let somebody see the power and the workings of God.
Yes.
That you will get all the praise. You will get all the glory. Because it is yours already.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now whosoever continues to believe shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life, everlasting life,
hallelujah,
through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Francis is asking for prayer for Lynn in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Lynn is 70 years old, and she has a breast cancer surgery on the 21st.
Ooh.
This is her third occurrence of breast cancer.
I'm a witness in this house. And if he does it in this house, God is just, there are no limits to what God can do. She's 70 years old. We want her body. If they have to do surgery, we want her body to maintain. We want her to come out of this sparkling, shining, strong and clean. We want her to be fine. We're praying that God will keep her through whatever is necessary. The third time, I'm going to give this third time to the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm claiming that this is the last time that you'll have to deal with this, because I'm the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're going to give this over to God. Yes. Again. We're going to give this over to God, because I believe that soon we're going to all be somewhere else. Yes. And we won't have to worry about anything like this ever. But while we're here, we're going to pray that God will move on your behalf. Does it give the grandmother's name? Does it give the grandmother's name? I mean, the Lynn. We're going to pray on Lynn's behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Lynn. Father, you're able to heal and deliver her without surgery. But if you allow the surgery to take place, you're able to deliver her and lift her up out of there. Peaceful, joyful, strong, powerful soldier in Christ. You are able to do this, Father, and you're able to make her you're able to make her an example of your deliverance for the family and for others that are watching, and for those who once did not believe but now they believe. You're able to do this. Was it just for the 70-year-old that they're praying for? And what's her name?
Francis.
And Francis. You keep praying in the name of Jesus. Francis, if you get a chance and you have the opportunity, anoint your hands with a little bit of oil and then lay them on her forehead and claim the name of Jesus. And claim the name of Jesus. And we're going to be praying with you. Father, heal and deliver. Healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Almost caught it, Abigail. I'm sorry.
Stephanie is asking for prayer for Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry's father, Jim, passed away.
Uh-huh.
Jim was saved.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Jerry passed away. Jim is the son.
Okay.
Jerry was saved, and Jim is very upset about his father passing away, so he's not taking it well.
So the one that passed away was in Christ?
Yes.
The one that did not pass away is not accepting it or not taking it well.
Right.
Does it say
it does not say whether or not Jim is safe.
Is Jim the one sending it?
Jim is his son. Jim. No, Stephanie is asking for prayer.
For Jim.
Because Jerry passed away.
Jerry's good. Jerry is where we hope to be soon.
Right.
But Jim.
Jim. She doesn't say whether or not.
She doesn't say he is or isn't.
Jim.
If Jim could one day hear this message, I want you to listen to this, Jim. You don't have to be upset. Disappointed, yes. Missing them like nobody's business, yes. Not understanding why or how it happened, yes. But you don't have to be upset with God. And let me tell you why. Because you need what he had. If you have what he had, you'll see him again very soon.
Yes.
And you will never, ever, ever, ever be disappointed again. If you do what he did and accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, you will understand that he's not gone, he's just transferred.
Yes.
Because you cannot destroy energy. Energy can never be destroyed. It's just transferred from one source to another. Just like you can never destroy water. You can never get rid of water. Water just goes from one place to another. Y'all understand? He's not gone. He's just not with you. And if you want to be with him, you need what he has. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't be angry. This should be a wake-up call for you. If you really loved him and you really want to be with him, you grab what he had so you can be with him. If you're serious about missing them, you don't have to miss them for long. Was that mean?
Nope.
That's just the truth, right?
Yeah.
I get that you're disappointed and upset, but don't be mad, because see, now God gets to enjoy them. Now they get to be at peace forever.
Yes.
They don't ever have to worry about getting sick. They don't ever have to worry about missing anybody else. They don't ever have to worry about anything ever.
Yes.
And if you want to be with them again, you need to grab what he had. So you too can be in the same place forever. If you're serious about missing him, then you need to do something about it. And that's come to Christ.
Yes.
Amen. We're praying for that family. What's the name of the young lady that extended in?
Stephanie,
God bless you for sending this prayer in. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for Stephanie sending in that prayer request so we could pray for the young man so that they too will accept Jesus Christ and understand that everybody, the Bible said, once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. Everybody's leaving here. You ain't coming back as a cucumber, a bag of chips, or a box of rocks. When you leave here, you gone. Right?
Amen.
You ain't come back as no frog or nothing. When you out, you out. That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. And you going somewhere when you leave here. While you're here, this is where you make your choice.
Yeah.
Because you only get one shot. The Bible says tomorrow is not promised. All you can speak for is what's happening at this moment, because you don't know if you're going to be here tonight. You can only speak for this moment. And at this moment, if you can hear me, you must be here. Do something about it so that you are not left behind, and so that you can be with your loved one who you know knew Christ. Amen.
We have two praise reports.
Well, praise on. Amen.
Last week, Dory G had asked for prayer for her 2-year-old niece.
Yes.
Who wasn't talking.
Uh-huh.
This week, she's talking all kinds.
Woo! Yes! Come up here. Come up here. Say that. Read that again.
Dory G's 2-year-old niece was not talking at all. And they'd asked for prayer last week. And now she's talking all kinds of.
Oh, my goodness. God is awesome. What's the baby name, baby G?
Dory G. They didn't give the baby's name.
Dory G. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sending us that praise report. God is real. God, you can't, I don't care what the doctors say, they're not the last word. God is the last word. Amen. God is the last word. You said two praise reports.
Yes.
What's the other one?
Yesterday, Emmy got baptized. Emmy is in the Netherlands.
Uh-huh. What?
She got baptized. She had asked last
week. Yes.
She got baptized. She's excited. And now she's just asking for more direction on what to do.
Amen. God bless you, Emmy. Oh my God, we baptized four people last Saturday.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's in, and Abigail put it in the newsletter, and Janelle's going to send the newsletter out, and you'll see those four awesome people that got baptized on last Saturday. It was awesome. It's a celebration. And Emmy, God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
If you need more information, I need her to contact you.
Yeah.
Okay, you contact Pastor Nicole, my wife, and she'll send you information. And girl, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the house!
Hallelujah.
Is that it? Amen. We thank everybody. We give God praise for everyone that has tuned in or that will be watching this later. We thank you for the praise reports and the prayer request. Say that fast 3 times. We thank God for everything that he is and that he does. And I want to pray a general prayer for every person that's listening or that will be listening soon. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, for every ear that will hear this, for every prayer that will go up with us, for every person that has accepted the name of Jesus, we give you praise. For every person that has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you wish to, I want you to repeat these words. Say, if you want to accept Jesus Christ right now as your Lord and Savior, and you want him to heal your land and your house and your atmosphere, your body, your spirit, your mind, that so that you will also have the insurance of eternity, I need you to repeat after me. I need you to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent. Right now. Repent doesn't mean I'm sorry. Just saying I'm sorry. Repent means you are going to stop and you're going to turn around from those ways, and you're asking God to help you not to do it again, because God was right and you were wrong. Father, I repent in the name name of Jesus. I was not what you called me to be. I was not doing what you asked me to do. But now, Lord, I want to be your servant. I want you to heal my mind. I want you to give me the living spirit. I want to be what you want me to be. Forgive me of all sin and unrighteousness. Heal my body and my mind and take me as your own. I want to be your child. I want to be your son, your daughter. I want to be one of the children of God. I want to be a part of the bride. I want you, Lord. Accept me, cleanse me, and heal me, and I will be yours. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You pray that prayer or a prayer like that, and God will save you immediately, and you will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give God praise for all of you. Keep us lifted up that we can keep you lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.